Mary Landsberg says she spent her whole life with things stuck up her cunt. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. She's forever gazillion, gazillion, gazillion. All in things. Mary Landsberg made a thesis statement that she spent her whole life with things stuck up her cunt. An infinite number of times. But in the smallest increment of time. That exists in the universe. Proceeding throughout all eternity. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, all infinity. So she's fat and stupid, and Donna Pigfuck Nigger Lesbo knew it, and so Mary Landsberg did everything she could to not appear fat and stupid to Donna Landsberg. Whatever, 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 whatever. John Roberts says his mommy spent her whole life with things stuck up her cunt. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. John Roberts says his mommy spent her whole life with things stuck up her cunt. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. I'm playing freestyle game number 14712. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. I'm going to restart freestyle game number 14712. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Justice Breyer says he's Erwin Stotsky, whatever. Justice Breyer says he's Erwin Stotsky, whatever. I'm going to stop recording and start recording again. It's 7:58 a.m. Justice Breyer says he's Erwin Stotsky, whatever. Whatever. Bee Phillips, the street later, Laurel Bay Village. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Bee Phillips, the street later, to Laurel Bay Village. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. John Landsberg says Bee Phillips is related to Donna Harper. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. John Landsberg says Bee Phillips is related to Donna Harper. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. I'm going to restart Facebook game number 14712. Excuse me. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Harry reaffirms a statement that Laurel Bay Village is related to Bee Phillips, is related to Donna Harper. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. To the power of a gazillion, gazillion, gazillion. All infinities. Jimmy Engler says Bud Billups developed a nervous disorder later in life. Whatever. It was crippled. Whatever. Jimmy Engler says Bud Billups developed a nervous disorder later in life and was crippled. Whatever. B. Billups says Kathy and Bo Billups became the brother-sister fuck paradigm for Kathy Herberger. Whatever. B. Billups says Kathy and Bo Billups became the brother-sister fuck paradigm for Kathy Herberger. Whatever. I'm going to stop recording and start recording again. It's 8:12 a.m. B. Billups says Kathy and Bo Billups became the brother-sister fuck paradigm for Kathy Herberger. Whatever. To the private gazillion, all infinities. B. Billups reaffirms the statement. The Kathy and Bo Billups became the brother-sister fuck paradigm for Kathy Herberger. An infinite number of times, within the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, proceeding throughout all eternity. Whatever. To the private gazillion, all infinities. B. Billups reaffirms the statement that Kathy and Bo Billups became the brother-sister fuck paradigm for Kathy Herberger an infinite number of times within the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, proceeding throughout all eternity. Whatever. To the private gazillion, all infinities. Tom reaffirms the statement that Kathy and Bo Billups became the brother and sister fuck paradigm for Kathy Herberger an infinite number of times within the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, proceeding throughout all eternity. Whatever. To the private gazillion, all infinities. Kathy Billups says Michelle Nelson, the obese hair-lipped daughter of Diane from Al-Anon, represents B. Billups, represents Kathy and Bo Billups, their brother-sister fuck paradigm, and Michelle Nelson. Whatever. Michelle Nelson reaffirms the statement that Kathy and Bo Billups represent the fuck paradigm for the fat hair-lipped daughter of Diane from Al-Anon, for Michelle Nelson. An infinite number of times, within the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, proceeding throughout all eternity. Whatever. To the private gazillion, all infinities. B. Billups says she's related to Edith Berenger Eichhund. Whatever. To the private gazillion, all infinities. B. Billups says she's related to Edith Berenger Eichhund. Whatever. To the private gazillion, all infinities. female, so she's related to Edna Malone. Whatever. B. Billups says she's related to Edna Malone. Whatever. Bud Phillips says he's Harrison Ford. Whatever, whatever. Bud Phillips says he's Harrison Ford. Whatever, whatever. Harrison Ford says he's John Lasberg. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Harrison Ford says he's John Lasberg. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. I'm going to restart freestyle game number 14712. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. I got some more popcorn.
Thank you.
chance to cooperate with Donald Ransford and show you just what she did to me to him anyway. Whatever. Holly Sheen says you can cooperate with Donna Lansford and she'll do just what she did to me to him anyway. Whatever. Harry asks that Donna Pig Pug Marilus will have an infinite number of universes where she is investigated, arrested, convicted, and on television for torturing children. Whatever. Harry asks that Donna Lansford have an infinite number of universes where she is filmed, investigated, convicted, and arrested for torturing children with a lot of publicity. Whatever. one free survey, number 14712. Whatever. I just won free soul game number 14712. Al Pacino says he's kind of like a Muslim. Female children have no value. Male children have value. If you feel you have value and you invest in them, but you don't usually. Whatever. Al Pacino says he's kind of like a Muslim. Female children don't have value. Male children have value if you invest in them, but you don't usually. Whatever. Al Pacino and Donna Lansbury say they invested in the paradigm that a daughter is tender and one loves her tenderly, and that's how they were able to make the scene in Godfather 3, but it isn't true. Whatever. Al Pacino and Donna Lansbury say they created a paradigm where a daughter is tender and loved tenderly, and so they are able to create the scene in Godfather 3, but it isn't true. Whatever. Al Pacino's son in Godfather 3 was a fag opera singer, so he was a disappointment, and that helped accentuate the daughter. But in real life, daughters are not important. Whatever. Al Pacino says the females who are important are the ones who recognize that males are important. Whatever. Al Pacino says he and Donna Wildenbooks express their belief in the importance of males and females by torturing them, slicing them apart, skinning them alive, burning them alive, etc. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Al Pacino says he's observed that the United States Air Force has higher technology than the UFOs that have been seen flying around the planet and photographed and filmed. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Al Pacino says he's seen that the Air Force has higher technology than the UFOs that have been photographed and filmed flying around the earth. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Todd Ennings says with the reverse of Nish, Al Pacino helped Dustin Hoffman run around Central Park in Marathon Man. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Todd Ennings says with the reverse of Mesh, Al Pacino helped Dustin Hoffman run around Central Park in the Marathon Man. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Todd Denny demands the past be changed, and nobody held his hand during graduation at Killian. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Todd Denny demands the past be changed, and nobody held his hand during graduation at Killian. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Roussel says the Nazis who torture Jews, Gypsies, etc. are deprived suddenly, and it's a powerful experience for them. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Ilya Roussel says the Nazis and the Jews who deprived others during the Holocaust by torturing them suddenly find themselves without anything, and it's significant for them. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Liam Neeson says torturing Jews, Gypsies, etc. was an expression that he didn't love you, Paul, or me, and that we should understand that. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Tom says Satanists are twins or twin potentials that can never quite make it to loving each other, being attractive or sexual, and so they make war on us. Whatever. Tom says Satanists are twins who can never quite make it to being attractive or sexual, and so they make war on us. Whatever. Neil says he spent his time at Waterside becoming unattractive, obese, and non-sexual. So he wasn't attracted to his twin, who was unattractive, obese, and non-sexual. Whatever. Says they presented Yu Pogashin as Christ to Koreans who did not believe in Christianity and allow them to ass fuck you. Whatever. Harry says they presented Yu Pogashin to Koreans as Christ who did not believe in Christianity and allow them to ass fuck you. Whatever. I'm going to stop recording and start recording again. It's 8:55 a.m. Harry says they presented you, Paul Geishan, to the Koreans as Christ, who did not believe in Christ, and let them ass fuck you. Whatever. To the power of a gazillion, all infinities. Harry reaffirms a statement that they presented you, Paul Geishan, to the Koreans as Christ, who did not believe in Christ, and let them ask.